Drama. I wrote you twice last night, wish that I could rewind, take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay low. I wrote you twice last night, wish that I could rewind, take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay low. I don't mean to cause any drama, it's just somehow it always gets me. Everybody says I'm so reasonable, but when I'm down that road, it's sensational. Last night, wish that I could rewind, take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well, now I don't even know. Said you did this and that, best that I lay low. I didn't mean to cause a scene when I told you you should leave. Honey, your friend's so embarrassing. I did my best, I swear I did. Even called you up to tell you I was wrong. You say I'm always looking for excuses not to get along. I don't need to cause any drama. This is somehow it always gets me. Everybody says I'm so reasonable, but when I'm down that road, it's sensational. I wrote you twice last night, wish that I could rewind, take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well.
Hit me like a wave. Where we ended up, I couldn't say. I'm feeling like my head's just in a distant time and place. I hope that I got you the way that you got me, baby. And I spent so long just waiting for the signs. Thought I'd lost my every feeling on the ride. Then oh, you showed that's just the way love goes. Now the only thing wanna know is what's the time where you are, you are. What's the night like where you are, you are. International straight shot to my heart. I'm right on top of this groove, but God, I wish it was you. Is it better where you are, you are. What's the weather where you are, you are. International through. It was you. God, I wish it was you.
think I'm on the run. I'm okay with waiting if when all is said and all is done. I know that I got you the way that you got me, babe. What's the time where you are, you are? What's the night like where you are, you are? International straight shot to my heart. I'm right on top of this groove. God, I wish it was you. Is it better where you are, you are? What's the weather where you are, you are? International through.
Hello, hello. My name is Amelia, and I'm so excited to be introducing this week's edition of Post-Adolescence Glow. Happy Friday. I'm so excited to be hosting Kayla Blackburn and Sid, her accompanist, and they're going to play such a beautiful set for me today. For us. Well, for me. Haha. But I'm very excited about that. And then we will be hearing from a band called Lilo after, and I'm really intrigued and excited about that too. And I'm just, there's going to be a lot of cool originals in the show today. I can't wait to talk to people about their writing processes and how they get inspired, and set us up for a lovely fall weekend. It's the fall, right? It's not winter yet. That's not till December, but it feels like winter. Okay, Kayla, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Kayla. My name is Kayla Blackburn. I write indie folk songs about my life and about social issues. And this first song is about people watching, I guess. I wrote it for a songwriting class while I was at Berkeley. But it's called On a Train. And
nice.
If you're ready for me, I can play the song.
On a Train. I'm ready. Ready
okay.
to be.
Cool. Amazing.
I am headed on a train for a weekend getaway to catch up with old friends. I am headed on a train for a business trip. It's simple, analytics, wouldn't you know? I am headed on a train to see my mom. She's going fast, but we still got today. And I'm just a taxi driver. I'm just a bank teller. I'm just a dog on a walk for this life today. I'm just a young girl. I'm just an old man. Just getting by for this life today. I am walking down the street with a lover in hand, sinking in, they are the one. I am running to my mama. It's an e-scraper while I go on. I am holding this in this deep dark unknown. It's the lowest I've ever known. But I am headed on a train, and I'll be back in the morning to a place I call home. And I'm just a taxi driver. I'm just a dog on a walk for this life today. I'm just a young girl. I'm just an old man. I'm
That was so beautiful, Kayla. I could really kind of like hear the imagery as you spoke about it and like where you were going and just, I don't know. It's funny how we see ourselves in the strangers in the street too, you know?
Yeah.
But so, okay, you said you wrote that at Berkeley. What year did you write that? When was that? What was that experience like?
2021. How was the experience of writing the song? The experience of Berkeley?
I kind of like, I want to ask you both questions because I feel like those, I hope, can be two different things. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the song, I like simply was waiting for the commuter rail and had to finish my song. And I was like, well, I can sample this train. And then yeah. I wrote the song. Berkeley was a weird time. I was a COVID kid. I graduated in 2021 and I started in 2018.
Yeah, wow.
But like, I'm grateful that I like do what I do now. And like, I like do a lot of audio engineering and
awesome.
Work like that. So I'm grateful for that.
Can you tell everybody just a little bit about what your track was there and how you found yourself doing audio engineering now?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of fell into it pretty early. Like mm-hmm. I came to Berkeley as a singer. That's like what I've been doing since I'm like I was a little kid, and I didn't really start writing music until Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like the education kind of just came hand in hand with
yeah.
it. And audio made sense because like I came from a techie background. Like mm-hmm. I almost went to school for mechanical engineering.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then I like went to Berkeley and was like, oh, I can use both my
yeah.
technical brain and my music brain, so yeah.
And I feel like they do really work hand in hand. And music at its core is technical. It's funny because as we speak, Constantine and Daniel are both debating about using compressors and all of the different things that happen back here, and I'm just like la 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 la.
I love it though. I love being able to sing right now into headphones. This is so calm and good.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I do love the chill Friday afternoon vibes in our little studio here. Definitely the highlight of my week. Well, despite the COVID everything, I will say that your songwriting is very beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm definitely excited to hear more from you today. So can you tell us a little bit about your next song?
Oh, it's just really sad. I don't actually like want to go into it too much.
Then please reserve the right.
But I did kind of just finish it like this morning.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
That'll be fun.
Nice. Well, please give it to us.
Yeah, give me 1 second while I make sure I am in the right tuning. And then, yeah. It's called Open Verdict, and I'm going to play it.
Lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to really quickly just double check that tune in. It will be good enough. Okay, this is Open Verdict. Wrong. I can search
search for the emptiness, fill in the space with fragilence, fill in anew after the fall. On my head, the easiest thing I ever did, until I couldn't walk, had to crawl.
Beautiful, Kayla.
Thank you. I have not played that live ever, so I was like,
"Oh, wow, that's so awesome!" I wouldn't have thought that. And I just love how it starts with, like, I don't know. I think the build is really cool because it starts with such simple playing at the beginning that really, like, kind of turns into something totally different throughout the progress, the song. Nice. Okay, so tell me a little bit about. Well, for context, everybody. The way I met Kayla is because we both worked together at Passim, which is this like bluegrass music club. Well, it's not a bar, it's like a restaurant venue.
It's a combo situation, but it's sick.
We serve
food.
Yeah, the food's really good. I eat there like every time I work there, and I honestly am not I'm not tired of it quite yet. I still enjoy a good like black bean burger from there. So, yeah, everybody should come and check it out sometime. There's a lot of very cool bluegrass artists that pass through there. Like, I don't know. It's been awesome to meet young artists, especially people who are, like, right out of Berkeley and not necessarily still existing within that bubble. So I guess I'm just curious, like, what your experiences have been post-grad.
And I love post-grad.
Yeah, we all love post-grad. I'm scared. I'm scared to graduate.
Real.
Yeah. So what have you been keeping busy doing?
I pretty much am just a freelance audio engineer. Like, I do live sound. I record things. Literally this past week, like, I have been in my little hermit hole of mixing songs. So that's what I've been up to.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I feel like I'm able to have a little bit more balance on my life because I was very lucky to do a lot of the work that I do right now while I was still in college, and that with classes was so now it's just like I have time to be a person, and that's sick.
It's definitely a delicate balance. And I've been getting really caught up in trying to, I don't know, make the things that feel like they matter to me most be my priorities. And sometimes that can get really, I guess, diluted and weird when you're at college because there's just so much going on. And you're like, how do I
pulled
designate
in a million different directions.
Yeah, totally. So did you find that, like, the process of, I don't know, creating the space to continue writing originals and continue pursuing music as well as, like, having the technical background, like, did you find that that was something that was, like, easy to bring into alignment, or what was your adjustment like?
I mean, I feel like they're very different processes for me. Like, writing music and being an engineer are actually, like, really separate for me because I'm, like, in my zone of, like, all my emotions, and then I'm, like, I'm zooming in and, like, EQing this by a couple decibels. So it's different, but I think I'm at a point now where I feel like I have a good balance of doing both of the things that I like to do, and that's awesome. And also, this is an aside, but we were talking about Club Passim, and literally my set list right now is written on Passim receipt paper. Because
awesome.
I was there last night, and I was like, what tunings am I going to be in? I have downtime. D-sharp on the little receipt paper, so yeah.
And then Kayla was also there when I went and saw Sarah Bareilles at Passim.
Yeah.
Well, she did not play there. She was just there.
She was just there.
Her boyfriend was playing there, but it was a celebrity sighting. I, like, showed up. I was like, there's someone special in the building tonight.
Me.
Including Kayla. There's two special individuals in the building. But it's awesome to be able to kind of, like, have the kind of, like, rapport and camaraderie and friendship with the people we work with. And it's been really special for me to be able to have people like you and Nora come on my radio show. Because I'm, like, full circle, Passim at Tufts.
Amazing.
So, okay, I've been chatting a lot.
That's okay.
I'm going to let you go ahead and play, hopefully, two songs back-to-back that feel comfy for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is called Caddy, and it's also sad. It might not be a seamless back-to-back because all these songs I'm starting with are in different tunings.
No,
but it'll be good enough.
We can chat.
I can talk in between, and we'll make it happen. But
okay.
This is called Caddy.
Yay. Thank you.
It's also sad.
Oh, yeah.
Exhausted, and I have done nothing today. I'm exhausted by the trying and trying. And I wanna climb higher. And for myself, and I hate that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, the finish line across the country. I don't wanna go. across the country.
Wow, that was very beautiful. Thank you. Wow, it was very cool to hear just like, I don't know, the power in your voice as you were singing
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be quiet and let you maybe chat a little bit about this next song if you want.
Sid, just so you know, I'm switching the order of things right now for the sake of things. So we're going to do Marigolds. This song is about my long-term situationship. Disrespectfully. But it's called Marigolds, and I'm gonna do a quick tune, and then I'm gonna play the song, 'cause these songs are in different tunings. You know what? Actually, give me 1 second, but this is gonna be Marigold, 'cause I just need to do one more adjusting.
1 second is granted.
If you want to speak words, you can totally speak them.
Kayla's like, please talk.
Please
right
talk.
Now. I know.
Like,
it's been a long week. Hey, Alec. Oh.
Hey.
Never mind. Let's not do the PA.
Wait.
Oh, hello.
I'm ready if you want me to make sound, because I can
sing
a song.
I'm not sure what's happening right now. We might have a PSA happen.
A PSA happening?
I don't know.
Well, PSA, don't be in a long-term situationship. I'll start there.
Yeah, me stop saying that.
Say what you want to say.
I've literally said it like at least 3 times a day.
Say what you need to say. Why not be in a long-term situationship? Listen to the song.
Okay, everybody listen up.
Am I all good?
I don't know. 1 second. I'm sorry.
Do everything you need. Everything you need.
There's just, for those listening, there's a little bit of a, oh, we're doing the PSA.
Do your PSA.
The PSA is happening.
Go
okay, I'm
it.
Doing
okay.
The PSA. Okay. 91.5
PSA
FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Back to you, Amelia.
If I'm
going
to cut anything...
Okay, we're back now. Thank you for your patience.
Beautiful.
Kayla, now we're ready. The
beautiful.
PSA has been completed.
Well, PSA part 2, don't be in a long-term situation.
Don't do it.
This is called Marigolds. Home.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you.
Yeah, just like the line that distance makes the heart grow fonder. It's interesting to think about. Like, I don't know. I think that that has meaning for every single person.
Yeah.
In our relation to not even just people, but like objects and places too.
Yeah.
So yeah. Right now, can I just confirm, are we doing the guitar switch right now?
We're doing the switch for the lap steel for this next song,
okay.
Which is, yeah, well, I was like, I'm going to flip the order so that way this makes more sense.
So do you want to do the interview now or after the next song?
I mean, you can, I don't know what this interview is, but sure, I can do it now so that way Sid has some time to get adjusted.
Okay, let's do it now.
Adjusted.
That's what I was thinking, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
The interview is just like, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, I'm just going to ask you some questions that I haven't come up with yet, but I will come
hit
up
me with
right
them.
Now. Okay, so I'm curious who your inspirations are. I was actually stalking you on Spotify.
And I don't exist.
To your October playlist.
Oh.
Like, actually, isn't that crazy? I like somehow put it on shuffle and I like listened to your playlist for like an hour yesterday.
Oh, that's so fire. That October playlist is wild.
Yeah,
it's a
there
mix
was like a
thing.
Biggie Small song on it that was pretty awesome.
I mean, I would say like lyrically, and also I just see Sid's trying to get attention on something.
Sid,
so I just
want
to make
up?
Sure we get everything, levels on the things. But
okay.
Inspiration wise, I love Ani DiFranco. I love No Name's lyrics.
I love No Name. Oh my god.
Like, I am not a rapper. If you've heard anything that I've played today, you know I am absolutely not going to be doing that. But like, she speaks so bluntly on things that need to be spoken about.
Yeah.
And I can tell that she reads her books and understands what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And I love her. And I just love a lot of, like, I grew up on, like, a lot of country music. And, like, I love acoustic-based things. Like, even as an engineer, like, I love recording things that are, like, beautiful strings and things. And, like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I also feel like, I don't know, from the conversations we have, we have had in the past, you are somebody who I would say is pretty passionate and guided by your beliefs. And
yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing. How do you find that that comes forward in your writing?
There's a couple songs that I'm going to play a little bit later that I think definitely do. I think it's very intertwined because it's like I'm writing songs about my life and my identity and like the way that I walk through the world. And I think that just kind of comes up organically.
Yeah.
I have a couple songs that were written like in 2020 that are a little bit more socially conscious. I hate that phrase, but I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Conscious.
Yeah.
I think that, like, I don't know, one thing that I've spent a lot of time studying this semester, as far as, like, because I study gender studies and I study international relations as well, but,
yeah.
like, decolonial studies are so much about, like, identity, and
yeah.
it's made me just realize, like, how important the way that, like, I perceive myself in contrast to others is in the way, like, I relate to the world and understand things and reconcile, and how important it is for us to, in a way, like, I don't know, recognize ourselves and have that moment of like self-identification, but then also being able to like look to those around us and see how we might be similar rather than different.
Yeah.
And I find that like music is a place that it really allows me to kind of like build bridges and break through some of those, like, I don't know, they're almost like subconscious barriers we create. But I think that that's something that's really cool and something that No Name makes me think about too, you know. I was listening to her on your playlist.
Her latest album is so good.
My mind.
It's so good. I like recently just saw her live. She like played a show in Philly and I
went. That's awesome. Oh, I'm jealous. Wow. Okay.
It should be.
Well, are we ready? Are we feeling like the... Oh, I'm so excited for this.
I'm ready.
Flat top steel string.
Ooh.
Oh my god. This is like a dream come true.
And this is a song about my dog. I think you've maybe heard it before.
Yeah, if you played it at Passim, I might have heard it.
It's about my cute dog Benny.
Oh, no, I remember this now. I remember you talking about this. Okay, hit it.
Cool. Never I cry. love that. Was so gorgeous.
Yeah, wow. I remember you playing that at Passim. I was like, I think this is the one, but I'm not quite sure. Did you sing that with somebody else when you sang it at Passim?
Nora played keys.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And Nora plays some beautiful keys. And Sid just played some beautiful steel.
That was amazing. I was just going to say that, like, totally changed the whole sound of the song. It was so awesome.
Wait, I want to do a quick shout out because Sid just sounded gorgeous. Yeah, can and we Sid is in an amazing band called Fae Feral that you should check out. And I'm producing their EP.
Nice.
And they make amazing music. So nice. Go look up Fae Feral, all the people.
Please. I will be looking that up later. Yeah, thank you, Sid, for being here. I was wanting to ask about how you two met because I think that that's always a great question.
Berkeley.
I just saw on Facebook that somebody was looking for a session, and it was Kayla's old roommate, and that she was studio assisting with, and then Kayla asked me to play guitar on a session.
There's actually more backstory, though. Did we only meet at Berkeley?
No, I thought that was after.
I don't know.
Wait, so guys, just so you know, the mic is not going to be picking up anything Sid is saying. Only what you're saying, Kayla.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all good.
You crouch down. And
well,
share
I can.
The mic,
I mean, I can take it away. I was just still looking at being like, am I going to spill the tea? We also met on Tinder.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great tea. I love that.
Well, we were like working together, and then I was like, wait, this is the same person I matched with on Tinder? Oh, yeah, you can play guitar on this.
Yeah, well, y'all are hot. That's awesome.
As we should be.
Oh, yes. I'm like, what are my questions? So do you play with a band other than this, or do you usually just kind of do singer-songwritery stuff?
I play mostly solo stuff. Yeah, I play with Sid a lot. And I like played with a full band for like full band gigs and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it.
Nice. Yeah, sometimes I find that working with a band can be just super complicated. And it's nice to be able to have the freedom in your creative space when it's just you, you know?
I'm also just trying to get better at, like, guitar. Like, I think there was a time where I wanted to play with a band, because of my guitar skill.
Yeah.
And it's been having me be able to do more solo stuff, which is great.
Yeah, I relate to that.
Yeah.
Playing the guitar is freaking hard.
But yeah, no, it's nice to be able to do solo stuff and just be able to like take the lead on stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey Danny, what time is it?
Do I have time for what? One more? Two more?
Two more.
Two
probably
more?
Three. Two, yeah, two.
Two? Okay. Yeah. Well then, let's see.
Our second band is a tad late, so.
Should I do two or three? I have many ready.
let's do two and see how we fare.
Okay. Well then, Village. And then if there's time in between, we could do something else, but definitely Village and Birds and Bees.
Okay. Oh, wow. Excited. I'm going to go ahead and let you probably like chat and kind of guide the flow of the next 10 to 12 minutes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. This next song, or kind of the next two, kind of like go into what I was just talking about, these are the ones that I wrote in 2020 that are a little bit more about social issues and identity and all of that. This first one's called Village, and I've been waiting to put it out for a while, but I'm hoping to put it out really soon. I recorded it, at least parts of it, at Berkeley, and I'm kind of just filling in the pieces. Doing my tuning and talking at the same time. I'm learning the skill. It's exciting.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Impressing the crowds. It's cool to see the way that music gets pieced together over time, too, and that these projects do feel so near and dear to our hearts because, like, I don't know, I feel like no good song can be produced in one single day, and it takes just, like, a lot of time to be able to build those things up, you know, and how these different, like, pieces of music can be in our minds for, like, actually years until they reach fruition or get released. I think it's kind of it's definitely a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It's hard, and I bet it weighs on you, and you can't, like, I guess, I don't know.
It's hard being an engineer and an artist because I know exactly how I want things to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And I am a perfectionist. I
can't say I'm not.
It's definitely like handing over the reins to another creative voice in your process as far as like letting somebody produce you, which I think a lot of people forget when it comes to like thinking about the way that music is created, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to shut up now so you can play music.
This song is called Village.
Village. That song went in so many different directions. That was very cool.
Directions.
Yeah, that was awesome. Directions. Okay. Yep. I'm going to have you go right into the next one.
Okay. This song is called Birds and Bees, and it's the last thing I'm playing, so thank you again for having me. And it's in that similar topic, and it just goes out to the people around the world who are oppressed and in the colonial struggle. And yeah, I'm going to play it. Thank you.
really powerful. Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you.
And thank you for creating the emotional space to share difficult messages like that.
Thank you. I sang a lot of ouchy songs today. I skipped all the fat.